The back and forth debate over the idea of taking estrogen and other hormones to ease the symptoms of menopause took yet another swerve today. Researchers are reporting that hormone therapy may protect against Alzheimer's disease. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
77-year-old Margaret Hood of Baltimore has reason to be concerned about Alzheimer's disease. Her mother and brother died from it. When she reached menopause several decades ago, there was no research suggesting that hormones could protect against Alzheimer's. Her decision not to take hormone therapy was an easy one.
I had discussed it with my doctor, but he said he felt like I was doing fine and he didn't see the necessity of taking anything else if I didn't need it.
Even when news accounts reported that hormones might protect against heart disease and osteoporosis, Hood stuck with her decision. When she heard about the increased risk of breast cancer and heart disease, she figured she'd done the right thing. But now comes the new information about Alzheimer's disease, which had been hinted at by earlier studies. Government-financed researchers questioned nearly 1,900 healthy elderly women in Utah about their hormone usage. The researchers came back about 3 years later to see who had developed Alzheimer's disease. John Breitner of the Veterans Administration Puget Sound Healthcare System was one of the directors of the study, which appears in this week's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Women who had used hormone replacement therapy for increasing periods of time in their lives showed decreased risk of Alzheimer's disease. For women who had used it for more than 10 years, their risk of Alzheimer's disease was substantially less than half of the women who had not used it.
That could mean that you need to be on hormones for at least 10 years, or it could mean that there's a certain crucial period when hormones are protective. Another unanswered question, whether women who opted for hormones were healthier to begin with.
This kind of evidence is not considered sufficiently strong to provide justification for advising people to take the stuff.
Which may be frustrating news to women who've been buffeted about by the news that the therapy is good, then it's bad, now it may be good again. Susan Resnick of the National Institute on Aging says there's no clear answer.
It's a confusing time, but people are going to have to weigh the information themselves and realize that this is an evolving field and that the information is evolving. And so risk-benefit profiles may change as new information becomes available.
She's waiting for the same thing Breitner is. Trials that start with a big group of women. Half are put on hormones, half are not. 77-year-old Margaret Hood has been in such a study for 2 years. She says the researchers have kept her up to date on the risks and benefits of hormone replacement therapy. With her family history, she wants to know, and she wants to help researchers get the answer.
Cancer is dreadful. If there's any indication that you can get breast cancer or heart trouble, whatever. But in my life, Alzheimer's is worse. It's a very, very brutal disease, and I would do anything to help in a study with it.
Several other ongoing studies have taken on the question, but don't expect answers anytime soon. If it takes 10 years on hormones to make a real difference, the answer to whether hormone therapy protects against Alzheimer's disease may not be known for a decade. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.